Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, last week we talked about making the plan livable for ourselves. And this week, here's an aspect we didn't talk about. Is there ever a time to take a break from the plan? So what we're talking about today, come join us. Hi, welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
And I'm so sorry for the people who are on the podcast because you can't see us right now. But once again, I'm looking like your schleppy cousin. And the two of you look fantastic.
I wouldn't say schleppy cousin. No. You've got a little bit of a glow to you as well. I'm not going to blame just the light behind you. I think it's just your personality.
That's the only thing that's carrying me right now.
It looks like you're having a good hair day.
I was going to say, your hair's on point.
Because your girl just got her trimmed. I got all the hairs, you know, touched up just a smidgey. So
it doesn't matter what you're wearing. When the hair is on point, like, I mean, it just makes everything better.
Yes. True. And I have a minor eye infection. So, you know, it's all of those.
So really, you're winning. It doesn't matter. You have an eye infection, but you have the brown hair.
I've got great hair. That's good. Thank you. You ladies know how to lift me up. Thank you.
Why this works. See, when one is not feeling it, we are here to shore you up.
That's right. Well, one, it's really good to see you guys, not because you tell me nice things about myself, but how's your week been? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, I'm loving the weather, loving being able to get outside more.
Really? Because I had to scrape ice off of my windshield this morning.
I did too.
I'm manifesting. Okay. Like, I went outside today because I don't know if you noticed, because the weather has been on and off
at very much.
But I feel like summer and the sun was bursting through the clouds. It went back to gray, then it came through. So I was rooting for it. So I said, I'm going to give it a little encouragement and say, we are here. It is warm and I'm claiming it. So I went out and walked without a jacket on. I shouldn't have done that.
God bless.
It was a mistake.
But Ricky, how are you?
Well, this is not a general week comment, but the weather has not been my friend this week. This is just how it works in a school. Like, it's been indoor recess, and indoor recess is terrible for the teachers. Like, because I work during the time that they are recessing, and all I hear is yelling. It's all I hear. So we got an announcement that recess was going to be outside yesterday, and you could just hear cheers because it was before the kids came in. You could hear the staff cheering. And then the kids went outside the first set of recess, and like 2 minutes in, it started raining and they all came inside. And then it was hailing during dismissal and only during dismissal. And then it stopped yesterday. So it was just, The weather has not been fun. But you know what? I went for a walk yesterday in the evening after it rained. And my friend encouraged me and we went. And even though it was wet on the ground, I took my time. I'm always anxious about slipping and I didn't slip. I did my walk and it was very nice. So
very good. Yeah. I love it. Candace, as you're talking about Ricky, about indoor recess, Candace is like kind of looking at you like, every day is indoor recess. With
I was going to say that's the problem with being a stay-at-home mom. Like every day when I feel your pain though, Ricky, because when the playground is closed or when it's not that it's closed, but we're not going out to wipe off slides and stuff from rain.
Oh, no.
All the mom friends were like, okay, which library are we going into so that they can go and get everybody riled up in the library? Cause I'm not staying home. We need to get out and go somewhere.
No.
Yeah. What about you, Erin? How was your week?
Just same old, plugging through, through. Just got my hair cut. So there's the positive.
Always a way.
Made it happen. You know, I was thinking, I was already thinking about doing this, and then I saw a comment in the Real WW Talk Facebook group, which, sidebar, anybody can join in. Just search Real WW Talk on Facebook. You'll find us, answer our questions so we know that you're not a bot, because the bots have been trying to break in recently, and they're getting, like, legit smart, like really looking and sounding like real people. It's
the one yesterday was like, yes, I like the Real WW Talk. Yes, I is this. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and check and look. And sure enough, I don't think that you're a real person. I think that you are trying to get in and be a sparer. So please answer the questions, because we really want to make sure that we keep the community positive and not full of spammers and scammers. And so far, I think we've done a really good job. So,
so far, they haven't quite rolled through. So three cheers, go ladies. But this was a comment that Angie left. And before I get into this, what I thought we would talk about, you know, last week you talked about making the plan livable. And I love, we had so many great comments about it. Like, what is it? What are things that you're willing to kind of compromise on? What are things you're not going to compromise on? Because we're looking at long-term and not looking for a little short-term thing. So how do we make this plan livable? And Angie wrote, she said, I took great care of myself yesterday and I feel like a new person. I have been stressed and I could tell that I'm physically carrying the stress around with me. I felt horrible. So I tried something new. I gave myself a break.
Wow.
So I took a rest day from exercising. I started to track my foods and then decided against it for the day. I enjoyed puppy chow with my oldest daughter while driving her around. I went out to eat with my husband and we had drinks and chips and salsa. And in the process, he opened up about some of his stress and I was able to be supportive, which always feels nice. I took my time getting my daughters ready for bed instead of rushing us all because the clock told me to. I drank a ton of water and I went to bed at a decent time. I gave myself a freaking break. And guess what? My headache that I have had for heaven knows how long, it's gone. I'm rested and remotivated to exercise and do all the WW things I usually do. Sometimes you just need a break. Have a wonderful day, WW friends.
Love it.
That's incredible.
How profound. Like,
that's so great.
Yeah. And I appreciate her definition of a break, because I feel like you can say a break is I'm going to let myself do whatever I want and eat whatever I want. And there was a little bit of like food freedom in what she was saying. But to say, I'm not going to like throw the baby out with the bathwater, to speak, like I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to go to bed at a reasonable time. Like that's a break, but it's also self-care.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to talk about is like, as we talk about making this plan livable, like, is there ever time to take a break? And maybe what does that take a break look like? So what I would say, like in Angie's case, and she said, like, I took a break. She actually didn't take a break. She kept up with her good health guidelines by getting good rest. She drank a lot of water. She relaxed, which are all parts of the plan. She just swapped out the normal, I'm tracking everything on this day. And what was the other thing? And she's like, I didn't exercise. I took a rest day from exercising, which, by the way, we're supposed to take rest days mm-hmm. from exercising. So I just wanted to throw that out there for us to maybe to talk about and see what you guys think about rest days or taking time off from the plan. And what does that look like or sound like to you guys?
You know, I think this comes up a lot when we're talking about vacations. That's what immediately came to mind for me when a lot of times when we're in meetings, the discussion comes up and they'll say, well, if you're going on vacation or if it's a holiday, do you want to redefine your plan? Do you want to change it from I'm trying to lose weight to maybe I'm just trying to maintain, or I can understand I might gain a few pounds. And the way that happens may be from taking a break from the plan. You may say, I'm not counting points while I'm on vacation. I'm not going to limit myself to certain foods. I'm maybe not intentionally exercising, even though you may be walking more. And I think that's perfectly fine and normal. And it's something that I've had to try to embrace. My old perfectionist self would say, oh no, even on vacation, I'm going to track. Tracking to me isn't something that causes me kind of strife. I might say I don't need to stay within my budget while I'm on my vacation. But that's what came to mind for me when we were talking about like a freedom is mm-hmm. letting go of the things that I might have been more rigid in my day to day. And knowing from what she just gave as an example, that it doesn't have to be an actual formal vacation for you to do it. It could just be a day in the month, a random day that you say, this is just a day that I am breaking free. I'm attracted to that as an idea because I don't think I've ever given myself that level of freedom. I've always tied it to a big event or going away that mm-hmm. gave me the freedom to do that. What about you guys?
Mm-hmm. Ricky?
I think it's okay to take a break, but I think we all need barriers. We've talked about barriers before. So it's like, I'm taking this break. What does it look like? How do I define it? And how long is it? Like, if I do well with the structure of Weight Watchers, I probably don't want to take a break for a year or 2 years. I probably want to have, you know, if for whatever reason I need to take a break or feel the need to do that, maybe it is a week, maybe it is a month, but then I know on, you know, X date I'm coming back. And what does it look like? The break does not have to equal a time to sabotage myself and undo all the work that I've done. A break could be, I'm going to, like Angie said, I'm going to have water. I'm going to, you know, let myself enjoy the things I'd like to enjoy, but I'm going to get to bed on time. It may be that I take a rest day from working out, but I'm still doing my goal of, let's say, 3 days a week of working out. So I think having boundaries around the break is important, but I don't think it's something that's that should be forbidden or looked down on.
Yeah. I think about, what's the quote? I want to make sure that I'm building a life that I don't need to escape from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even I want to build a health plan that I don't feel like I need to escape from. Mm-hmm. But there are times, you know, you guys have seen what my life has been like for this past month. I tend to either run really like heavy into the wall or I'm an absolute sloth. It doesn't feel like there's like much in between. And when I get into my heavy in the wall, so for instance, last week or this past week, I haven't tracked anything because I've needed the margin and not the pressure of the tracking. Does it mean that by not tracking, I've chosen to eat the things that I have said I'm not going to eat? No. I'm still sticking within, you know, the good health guidelines that I've established with my doctor. But I've needed a break. I've needed a break from the pressure of that. And I think that's where I get sometimes in some modes is, okay, what's happening in my world and where can I give myself a little bit more margin? My concern for myself is always, Ricky, to your point about having, the boundaries on it, I will sometimes push beyond the boundaries and all of a sudden I'm building a new habit of not tracking. And so mm-hmm. it's important for me to make sure that I'm being really conscious with myself and giving myself a time and space that this is when I will come back. Because like I've said before, you know, that stress is always going to be with us. Mm-hmm. So how do I want to manage in the acute, you know, those acute phases. And sometimes in acute phases, I just need to like tuck it away for a minute.
Because it makes me think with what you're saying, and just to reinforce that is, I think we always need to ask ourselves when we do decide to do something like what Angie said, why? You know, what is going on that is making me feel like I need to put these things down? Because it could be that after you do an assessment, you're finding that you're just being too rigid with the plan overall, and you're not doing it in a way that's maintainable, or you're over-exercising, you know, and you really need to kind of cut down for it to be a lifestyle. Because I think sometimes we do a lot of things when we give into quote unquote diet culture and to hit a goal, and we get really, 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 and you burn out. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I always, when I hear people saying that they needed to take a break or they had to do this, it just prompts in me as well an opportunity to kind of sit down and say, let's just reassess. Is this truly a break that I just need for a day? Or is this an overhaul that I need to do of my journey because I'm not doing it in a sustainable way? Mm-hmm. And I think that we hit those times throughout our journeys where we get really, really intense. And then we just burn out, speaking from personal, you know, experience.
Because, I mean, if we're saying that WW Weight Watchers is supposed to be a lifestyle, not a diet, then why would you need a break from a lifestyle change? Mm-hmm. So that goes back to what you guys are saying. Like, it's if it's needing to be that I need a break, it's like it's not sustainable at some point and it needs to be reevaluated. So I completely agree with you what you guys are saying.
You know what I did that was, oh, I'm sorry, Erin, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was saying there was a challenge on Connect, and no diss to anybody who was doing the challenge, but I joined it because I think perfectionist Candace got excited, and it was called like all day, every day on plan. All day, every day. You have to stay within your points. You have to do this. And the perfectionist who wants to do everything completely right was very intrigued to join this thing. And then I hit a day, right, where I was really hungry, like extremely just ravenous. And I went over points for the day. And I had to recognize that sometimes when you set yourself up with these like rigid goals and you can't do this, for someone like me, if anyone's similar to me, it can be a trigger, right? To then either hide, lie, or say, this lifestyle's too much, when really I need more of a balanced approach, which means most days I'm on plan. Maybe some days I'm not as, I'm going over points in terms of maybe I'm going into my weeklies or I'm doing some other things, but that's livable for me. And that's what I need to be able to do and feel good about. So I had to reassess for myself why I set myself up that way to have to be so, it's usually a control thing for me. Like I need to do things now by this time. And it doesn't really serve me well. And it burns me out. And it burns me out. And then I want to hide, or I need to run away or rest. So I was bringing that up to say that for those of us who have struggled with perfection, you know, I think that sometimes we can hit that wall even quicker of, you know, because we don't know why we're doing the things that we do.
Yeah. Candace, what's been something that's helped you not hit the wall? What are some things that you've been putting into place for yourself?
Yeah, I'm allowing myself those things that I don't have, aren't perfect. Like I'm allowing myself the indulgence days. I'm allowing myself, but I'm requiring honest tracking, or because tracking to me is something that is a lifestyle that accountability makes me feel good. It's less about how much I'm eating, but more that I'm being honest about it and reaching out and engaging community. That's what I think has been different for me this time. I was in a pattern of hiding when I wasn't proud of myself, or when I was doing things that was too rigid and made me get out of control. Now I reach out proactively to accountability partners, to community, and I put everything on paper, not because it makes me feel controlled, but because it actually makes me feel empowered.
And don't you find yourself too, as you're tracking, even, you know, the days where, I mean, Easter was recently here, and, you know, Passover, and, you know, all the different holidays that have just come through. But there's, for me, at least, there feels like there's power in tracking. You know, I've had the carrot cake, I've had all of this. It's okay. It says it's a 100-point day, but it takes it takes the feeling of hiding or wanting to hide mm-hmm. out, because it's just, at this point now, it's just a number. It's just accountability.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's no more shame associated with the behavior, because it's all in the light.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I think of when, and that's what I wonder again, when somebody needs a break, how do they take their break? She was open, honest about it. Sometimes you have people who go and they hide and they don't want to engage. And that to me makes me, if I'm in that person's life, I kind of want to dig like, hey, Aaron, what's going on? You know, I just wanted to see if you're okay. Ricky, hey, you know, haven't heard from you. Because I know for myself that that usually is a very dangerous place for me to stay. That isn't rooted in really needing a break, but it's rooted in, like I said, hiding because I'm not feeling proud or I'm doing something else.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I love about Angie's taking a break was it was rooted in connection.
Right.
And Ricky T, what you had pointed out earlier was rooted in self-care. It was water, spending time with her husband, connecting and sharing in each other's stress to be able to help one another out. And yeah, that happened over some chips and salsa. Okay. That sounds great to me. Mm-hmm. there was all kinds of goodness to me that came out of it versus mm-hmm. I don't hear what she did and go sloth or right. You should feel shame for right. that. None of that.
But do you feel like if somebody, not Angie, but if it had been Jane Doe, who said, Aaron, Ricky, I just wanted to let you know, I'm taking a day off. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory for breakfast. And then I'm going to Expectations for lunch. And then I'm going to go and get a big steak. Like everything was around the food or around something excessive. Do you feel that there's any need to address that? If the person's saying it from a place of, just leave me alone. I'm just going to eat without, you know, eat recklessly for time. And you know that it's not like with hers, like we said, it sounded balanced.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You feel that if you're in a person's life or in a place of accountability or community for somebody, and that's how they're expressing their time off, do you feel that there's any responsibility to dig deep and ask that person hard questions? Mm-hmm. Or do you think you just kind of let them do whatever they need to do?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I mean, I think sometimes when someone's decided they're going to do that, it's hard to tell them, oh, is that a good idea? But I do think there is some accountability. If you're in that person's life because you're an accountability partner, I think there are some important questions you could ask, like, how will that, you know, what is that going to solve? And how will that make you feel? Or could you, you know, offering other options, could you choose one of those things? Or could you go to those places and still track it all? Like, you know, because again, if someone has decided they're going to do those things, they may not want to be talked out of it. It may be a huge step that they even told you they're doing it.
Right.
But I think saying, hey, I'm here, I'm your accountability partner. Is there anything you could do differently? Or, you know, having options for them, they may still say no, but they may say at the end of the day, okay, I did it. I'm going to track it. I'm going to own up to it. And maybe that'll help them when they feel the need to do that again, to maybe say, hey, that wasn't worth it. Glad I talked it through with you. I'm going to do something different the next time I feel this way. I don't know.
Yeah. Candace, I love that question. That's such a great question. I think what I would probably say is something is simpler, like Ricky said, well, thank you for telling me as accountability that you're going to do this. I would just ask probably two questions back. One, what do you plan to bring me from one of those things? And two, what need are you trying to satisfy by doing all of this? And maybe like a part two, at the end of the week, will you feel regret doing it. Because today you could be like fully gung ho, I'm totally in it. And then, you know, like 5 or 6 days later, you'd be and you get on the scale and you feel disappointment. Are you going to feel mad? Or are you going to feel regretful over it? And so if you feel like today, knowing what could happen, you know, are you ready? Are you okay with facing that as accountability? I just want to bring that up and make sure that you're supported in that space.
Cause I think I've taken breaks from the plan in different ways, ways that are positive, like what we are discussing, and ways that are those things, what we just discussed also, that's negative for me, where I maybe really was kind of reaching out for somebody not to stop me, but maybe to do that questioning, because maybe I didn't even recognize how rigid I was being. And I had gotten myself to this place of, you know, when you're like, oh, I'm going to eat a salad all day long. And then you gorge. But I called it a break when really it was something I needed to acknowledge about how I was working my plan on a consistent basis. So I think that we have to think about that when we are with others, whether it be an accountability partner or not, but even with ourselves. And that's the only thing that I thought keeps coming to my mind when we're having this conversation, is the honesty behind why it's necessary, because I don't think that we do that enough. I don't think that we do it at work, or where we do assessments of like, okay, well, why are we working towards that goal? Or what are we doing? Or how is this feeling? Or is this something we need to continue? And if it doesn't work, we scrap it or we change it. But I don't think that we do that enough when we're looking at our plan and at our life in a lot of different ways. We just keep things because that's just what we've always done. And then we burn out.
Well, that's such a great point. You know, how we do it in our personal life. And that's one of the things that I've been brought into myself for this year of, you know, I've been doing Weight Watchers for 13 years. I've been doing Weight Watchers since pretty much the iPhone was invented. Okay. Like paying member. And it's not to say it's not working, because it has worked for me. It's been working for me. It has been, you know, massive accountability for me in a really great way. And there are times on the plan where I'm in actively losing phase, and there are times on the plan where I'm in active maintenance. And so like this past year was like, you know what, I'm going to reduce my membership. Just because I have some different things that I want to do, different goals and things that I want to spend my money on, I'm going to reduce it to just that online membership and not the meetings membership. And it's okay for me to make that change, because I've been doing it in this way for so long. It's time to reassess. What does WW look like in the future of my health right now? You know, I think that's a great question to ask ourselves,
and to know that it's going to be different for everyone. Because, like you said, for me, I'm the meetingaholic. Right. I appreciate that they're virtual. I went to a meeting at 5:30 in the morning today, and for me, and where I am in the act of losing, that's what I need. Mm-hmm. And being honest about that is important. And the same way it was important for you to say, in this phase of my life, it's not important. Not that it's not important. It's important in a different way.
Right. I need a different tracking app for myself right now based on health things that I'm working through with my doctor. I need something that gives me a little bit more information than what WW currently gives me. You know, because WW is about losing, the bottom line is losing the weight. And so it's doing all the things to support the number on the scale. What I'm working with my doctor right now is about nutrition and nutritional values. Mm-hmm. And for me, my ultimate number is actually my blood work number, which I won't know until I go back in and do, you know, another scan. So, so again, that just even brings us back to, there's multiple ways to measure our health success. Yeah. The scale is one of them, but not all of them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And with the share that started this whole conversation, it doesn't have to be just an overhaul or a review of your food or your food plan. When you're looking at all aspects of your life, because it all ties in together, good sleep, good community with your family, your friends, you know, cutting back at work if you need to, whatever it is that you define, I think is okay. Mm-hmm. And acceptable for you. And it's not going to be, because when you compare to others, I think that can also kind of make you feel maybe guilt over the things that you do, because what I need is going to be different from what Ricky needs is going to be different from what Aaron needs. And Aaron, you may need a 2-day break. Ricky, you may need one. I might need a week, and that's all okay. And that what we do in that day is going to be, you know, unique to us. So I think we let go of the judgment of others when they express their needs.
I agree. And I think that, again, like the biggest part of what she shared was the accountability, the fact that she did share it and she put it out there, and, you know, there's no stigma with it. It's just, this is what I did. I'm not going to feel guilty about it, but I am going to share it. And I think if we're deciding to make that choice, it's important to still stay in community and have those people we can be accountable to.
And I love that she chose to be accountable within the group, and the way that Angie phrased all of that too, I think was really helpful for others to see what type of a break she was doing and how she was breaking. That's what I love about the Real WW Talk Facebook group, because it's such a helpful, it's such a helpful place. And I think that really gave a lot of people freedom to take a break and make the plan livable for themselves.
And also to embrace that it's okay, though, if there had been something that someone felt concerned about that she may have expressed, to say kind of similar to what you said, Aaron, like, does that, how's that going to make you feel towards the end of the week? It sounds like it's going to make you feel good. Just want to reinforce, because I think sometimes having that feedback, not from a judgmental place, is helpful too in helping a person kind of conjure up why I needed it in the first place.
Great conversation. Angie, thank you so much for sharing that. We love it. I love our part two of making the plan livable. That's the ultimate goal, right? It's, this is a life for us. This is lifetime. It's not a short term. We might do, we may have many goals along the way in terms of how we're addressing our health, but we're looking long term at our overall health. And we've got to do things. We've got to make decisions that have the long game in view, because that's actually what's sustainable. So, well, we just thank you so much for spending time with us. Thanks for kind of batting this around. We'd love for you to drop in your thoughts about this. Join us on the Real WW Talk Facebook group. We're also on Instagram. If you want to drop us a line there, we're on YouTube. We've got the podcast. You can pop us in your pocket and go. And also just want to give a huge shout out to all the people who have recently joined up as supporters of the show. Gosh, we're just so, we're so thankful. We're so grateful that you're choosing to join us with a monthly partnership. We love, I'm trying to think of who it was that recently joined and said, I've stopped doing WW. I'm tracking in a different way, but I'm giving you guys my $10 a month that I was going to give WW, because you guys, you are my WW. So sweet.
Thank you.
So sweet. All right. Well, we hope you have a great week on plan, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.